You cannot restore the human without restoring the land. God made Adam after he built a beautiful garden and a gorgeous thing we call earth, which includes the firmament, the enclosure, the air, the water, the mountains, the rocks, the animals, the birds, the fish, the whole gorgeous thing, and all the diversity of the fruit trees and the plants and the produce. So if restoration of human doesn't include land, it's theoretical. It's not real. Land was what Israel wanted, the promised land that Abraham walked on top of his entire time in Canaan. What did David get? A throne, which did what? Governed nations, governed Israel. What did the apostles and the disciples of Jesus, those who heard his message, think of when they were listening to him and realizing that he was Messiah? He's coming to take over the land, the earth, the nations, restoring what was lost at the Tower of Babel, which was Pentecost, which reversed the Tower of Babel curse. People could understand in one language. For what purpose? To take back the earth with the gospel of the kingdom message. It's always been about the dirt, and we've made it about theology and church and all kinds of religious sacraments and ways of doing things and arguments, none of which has anything to do with why Jesus came, lived a perfect life, became the Lamb of God, dying as a perfect sacrificial human being, shedding his blood to redeem us, to get back to human beings governing his earth.